Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 30th. In the year of our Lord, 2019, this is hour two of two, and our goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. All right, Kurt Crosby's with me from the road. Welcome back, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And our longtime buddy, Tim Alders, with us. Tim Alders, AALDERS.com, TimAlders.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
How are you guys today?
We're doing very well. Let's talk about your run for Senate. You were looking to battle for the Senate position where Orrin Hatch kind of vacated. It was basically a Mitt Romney scenario. It was a local Utah guy scenario on the Republican battle ticket, and they played games with some of the ways that the laws work to let Mitt even end up on the ballot in the first place. You were running a Constitution Party ticket as a third party, but you pitched yourself as the real Republican, right?
That's correct, but there aren't very many real Republicans anymore that exist in this world.
You're right about that. There's this thing called a platform, sir.
It's not even the platform that they follow. They follow the money.
Right. I'm saying a real Republican would follow the platform, right? They make the platform look really good so you think you believe in something. But the fact is they betray it at every turn except for when they're trying to get elected. They pitch to it. But the second they take power, they seem to jettison it as fast as the connections they made with we the people in the first place.
That is true, Sam, and I agree. They try to make you believe that you're following the right side, and there is no right side in Washington, D.C., or on state or federal levels. It's just the side of the money that is controlling our country today and driving us into this pit of destruction.
The sad part is there was no even real debates as far as I could tell. There was no real even discussion. Mitt Romney was simply, anointed or coronated, Kurt?
That would be my phrase, and I agree with that. He was just handed it on a silver platter by Orrin Hatch and the insider Republicans, and that's how it was going to be, and the insider media in the state of Utah, as well as others, gave it to him on a silver platter.
What do you say to that, Tim? Is that what you found kind of from the mainstream press? But it was pretty much a give-in. We're wasting our time. Mitt's the guy that's already been anointed, right?
Yeah, he was handed the coronation, made the king, and embraced by the Washington insiders. False promises made to the people of Utah. They just believe what they think in their heads is going to happen, and then when it doesn't happen, they just pretend it's happening.
Or they say it's everything around him that prevented him from doing it. It's not really his fault, right? That you play that game. That, oh man, if we just had more of them.
Yeah, we've heard that game for how many decades now?
Yeah, if we just had more money, if we just had more of our guys in place. I mean, we were almost, Tim, we were so close. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and we had full control. And I always love people. I was having this conversation with my mother-in-law the other day, and she goes, well, we just didn't have enough people to get the votes in. Well, yes, we did. We just chose not to run any of the things we promised our constituents because we really don't want it changed.
That's the kind of thing. I think that most people believe that we need change, but what we need is change from somebody else. Let me give you an example. The schools are horrible, but my school's fine, right? The, in Washington, the politicians are bad, but my politician isn't the problem. It goes on and on. I mean, that's kind of the mentality that we have that, well, everybody else is the problem, but our people are the good guys, right?
Yeah, it is. It's like you don't want to take fault for your own people, your own mistakes. You want to think that your guy's doing right and everybody else's is doing wrong. And so you just don't open up a book or open up the internet and look to see what your guy's doing, because you really don't want to be disappointed.
All right. How did the media treat you? Did you even get a chance to have a fair discussion about, in other words, let people really kind of see a choice?
No. You know, the media, even the ones who said they were anti Mitt Romney, they shut you out. They don't want to go against what the powers of Utah want. So you really don't have any access to media unless you buy it, like I bought all my TV commercials. But people just don't want to hear it. That's the problem. You know, Mitt's part of the majority religion in our state, as am I. And people just believe if they elect somebody like that, they're going to go back to Washington, D.C. and be good people. And that's just not the case.
Mitt Romney, to me, Kurt, seems like the ultimate carpetbagger. He's not from Utah, but he had an opportunity to kind of come home, if you will, even though it's not his home, because of the point Tim made about, you know what, he's part of the predominant religion. He came here to save us from ourselves on the Olympics. A man, the Savior came once, he's coming back. Kind of like how Hillary's welcomed in New York. It's not really her home place, but yet it's like coming home for Hillary as a carpetbagger in New York. It's like coming home for Mitt as a carpetbagger in Utah. I mean, is that kind of the way you see it too, Kurt?
Well, it sure seems like it. I don't know how anybody could paint it any differently. Mitt Romney, you know, I mean, if he sneezes, he'd get the front page. The only way Tim would have got the front page from the Deseret News or anybody else like that is he'd have to buy it. And basically, insider media was all in the tank for Mitt Romney, and that's just the way it works.
Well, and Romney spent millions and had millions spent on his behalf, not to mention the free coverage Kurt's pointing to, Tim, right?
Oh, yeah. He had what would have cost me over $1 million in media attention. Like Kurt said, if he sneezed, they covered it.
That's the free media attention, but he also spent like $5+ million, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, where does the money come from? Well, it came from his, failed presidential runs. It comes from this new group that he's in charge of, secret group of wealthy business owners. It doesn't come from good places, and it's not from the normal people of Utah, and it's not going for your behalf.
Well, and that's part of the reason I started out this discussion about Mitt Romney, saying he didn't even follow the normal caucus process to get there. They shut him down in the caucus because they were too smart. And then what happened is, it's kind of like we changed the law into an end run round. It was almost like that was all staged eventually to allow a guy like Mitt to come and carpetbag, huh?
It was. And when you have that kind of money and you have that kind of influence, it's not very hard to get delegates who will even vote for you. Even though he didn't have the majority, he had enough delegates that would have put him through to a primary run anyway. Because the rules have been changed to make it so it's a lot harder to get a victory at caucus.
All right. Other than that, it's not so bad, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. Tim, you know, you spent, what, $100,000 of your own money on this campaign?
That was about a total of about $125,000 of my money and about $25,000 of others.
So let me get this right. You put in 5/6 of the money?
Yeah.
Wow. Where's the people, ladies and gentlemen? It sounds like the very few are carrying the weight of the many, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. And, Tim is a talk show host in his own right. And, I bet now he might wish he had, spend it on buying something else. But he is somebody who's willing to put his money where his mouth is. And we appreciate him for that.
Well, and one of the things we really do, though, is we kind of vet more and more and more of the truth as we get witnesses that come on air and tell what it's like behind the scenes when they just say, oh, run for office, or, you know, you can dream the American dream as a kid. You kind of come up against this buzzsaw and find out that, hey, I'm not trying to say there's no dreams left in America, and I'm not trying to say there's no good left in America, but I am trying to tell you the landscape of yesteryear is gone. the manipulated, big money to the table. You know, they got these massive bundlers and things like that that simply can strip the average Joe out of the game in a hurry. Not only through one regulation, I mean, they got gerrymandering going on everywhere. They got vote fraud going on everywhere. They've got big money in bundling where you don't know who's putting money into where, what kind of scenario. And the problem is when you can't follow those trails and understand really who's who and who's back and who, it's hard to know when they put this slick media package together of, you know, 10 second sound bites. You know, you put Romney together as, hey, he's the successful guy of the Olympics. I mean, he's a good in position Mormon. He was the leader of Massachusetts and pulled that state way conservative. Now, I know that's not true. I'm just telling you what they package it like. And hey, I mean, he should be the guy from Utah. There's no better guy. And that's how they pretty much package that up, don't they, Tim?
Well, the race was done before it even started because of that packaging. Normal people just look at, I mean, I talked to people who thought he won back when he filed.
Well, he did.
It's like, but yeah, there is not a campaign that needs to be done because he's the winner. And people give up. It's frustrating.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. When we come back, Tim's doing a lot of other things since the election we want to talk about, but we wanted to break that down. Real on the ground experience, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back, tell you what Tim's got cooking next. He is a talk show host in his own right, as Kurt wisely pointed out. You want his website, Tim Alders, A-A-L-D-E-R-S, timalders.com. You are listening to Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, before we move to what Tim's doing and stuff, I want to quickly ask you, what do you think of Mike Lee? He's certainly not as constitutional as I think he ought to be, but you know what? He's a whole lot better than what we've seen from, say, an Orrin Hatch or some of the previous leaders in Utah, and he's a far cry from a Mitt Romney. Even so, do you think he's going to have at least a tempering influence?
You know, I look at it, and like you said, he's better than what other people are. And that's a sad measuring stick.
Oh, of course it is. It's horrible.
And the thing is, I like the way Mike Lee votes, but is he attempting to do stuff for the Constitution? He's a constitutionalist that promised to end agencies. Are the attempts made? Are, you know, whether he can be successful or not, is he doing what he said he would do? And most of them don't.
In other words, is he a quiet defensive player for the duration, or is it going to go on the offensive for his oath?
Yeah, and nobody goes on the offensive. They just
Sam Bushman does, buddy.
Game. Yes, I mean nobody in Washington. Sam's not in Washington.
I know what you mean. You're right.
And, you know, you just wish. But Mike Lee also said he wouldn't run more than two terms. So that's going to be a test of his honesty here coming up soon. And if we lose a Mike Lee, then we lose at least the conversation that people who don't understand the Constitution get a see on C-SPAN. And that's going to hurt us more.
Yeah, you're right about that. So, you know, it's hard to say, though. You know, on one hand, I don't want him to run more than two terms. On the other hand, hey, it depends on what kind of replacement we get. If we get another Mitt Romney-esque, Orrin Hatch-esque kind of a person, it's going to be disaster. We'll have two senators and four congressmen rarely standing up for the sacred cause of liberty, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. I mean, you know, we would prefer either Tim Alders or we would prefer guy like Scott Bradley, you know, somebody with real courage to stand for the Constitution, but I don't think they're going to offer us that option.
Yeah, the problem is the media has too much control, though, and it's one thing to put a lot of money into these PACs or to these bundling offers. It's another thing to manipulate the caucuses or manipulate the game before it's even over. There's another question about some of the vote fraud and things that have been happening. But in addition to that, though, the media has a big role to play. But you know what? We struggle when Tim Alders has to spend 5/6 of the $150,000 of his own money. And when I got to fund 90% of the media that we do, Kurt, I look at it and go, you know what? There's just not the support we need. People don't put their money where their mouth is. Now, the liberals do. If this was a gay cause, we were promoting the gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender and whatever Q plus, whatever term it is lately, then we'd have plenty of cash. If we were promoting alcohol or a Democrat, you know, Ocasio-Cortez and some of her socialism policies or flat-out communism would be flush with cash. But when it comes to the constitutional conservative view, there's, you know, hey, you can hear a pin drop almost, sad to say.
You know, that's true, Sam. You look at this, and if you support causes that go against freedom, you can get all the money you want. That funds your radio station. You'd be on in all 50 states. You'd be in Puerto Rico, you know, they'd cover you in China if you wanted to be covered in China. But they know what you cover, so they're going to block you.
And then they're going to basically dub me a racist or a sexist. They're going to say that somehow I'm a conspiracy theorist, whatever they can do to manipulate the record against me, to marginalize anything that I do, and to make the people want to run from anything that we have to say or talk about it, then, hey, that's what they'll do. Now, if I were to, you know, play the Republican line, let me give you an example. The Republicans had control of the House, the Senate, the White House, the state legislative bodies for a long time, right? And then, Kurt, the Democrats take charge, and what do? You gave me a story just now.
The Democrats take charge, and now they, one of the things they want to do is go ahead and get rid of the "In God We" or "So Help Me God" oath.
You still there, Kurt?
Yeah,
Hold on, Kent. So thank me God. Is that the deal? They're going to get rid of
Yeah, "So Help Me God" is the oath that the, you know, congressmen and senators are supposed to take, and they want to get rid of that now.
All right, so the Republicans have the state houses, they have the state legislators, they have more governorships, they have the House, they have the Senate, they have the White House, they have the courts, and we don't really move the needle much towards freedom or the defense of our nation. The Democrats take control. It hasn't even, what, been a month yet? And now the Democrats are going to strike "So Help Me God" from the oath that these people take. Tim, you want to respond to that?
Well, you saw it coming. You can't take liberty away from people if they believe that freedom came from God. So if you take God away from people, then freedom has to come from man, and then man can squelch your freedom and liberty and take whatever they want from you because there is no God. And that's what the Democrats want you to believe. There is no God. And they're coming out of the closet and making these attacks in pure open public now.
And sadly, I don't see the Republicans really pushing back much. A few Christians are, and good for them on it. But by and large, I don't really see a lot of pushback or blockage of that agenda. It's kind of like they're very silent and kind of missing in action. Ken, Utah, you're on the radio with Tim Alder, sir.
Yes. I just wanted to let you know how grateful I am, Tim, for your run. I donated a little bit of money. I didn't have much to donate. I was on that small group trying to help out. But I just want you to know that I honor you, because when everybody does what it is that they can, good things happen and are seen in the heavens above. And we qualify ourselves by just standing for truth wherever we're standing. Sam does it. Kurt does it. You've done it. You continue to do it. And that's what we all need to do, is just stand wherever we're at and stand for what's right. And in the bigger picture, it's all that matters. And I thank Nancy Pelosi for outing herself and showing who she is, and Schumer and all these others. The contrast is now very stark, and there's no question about what's what. And I think that's a good thing. You have served us well, and that money is not wasted, and I thank you very much for it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's hard to know how to respond, because you want to be humble and appreciative, and you're doing your best, Ken. You know how that is. You don't want to take credit or fame, or we're just all working together. Kurt, I couldn't say what Ken said better if I tried. He's spot on.
Well, it's exactly right, Sam, and the bottom line for all of us is we've got to move forward and do our best, Tim. We've watched him over time. He bought a radio station. He continues in radio, and he could just sit back and make big money in the real estate world. Right, Jim?
I do okay in the real estate world. That's how I have the money to do it. You know, the thing is, I wouldn't give up what I did. I wouldn't take that back and go on a nice family vacation or pay off, some bills. I don't have a lot of bills. I try to live debt-free. But it was God's money. God helped me get it. And God needs defenders on this earth. And we're not seeing it from the Republicans. So people have to step up. And even if they don't have support, sometimes you have to stand alone or with a small 3% minority in the state of Utah. So,
amen to that. Final thought, Ken?
Yeah, there is a final thought. You know, Saturday was my good wife's birthday. And she wanted to go up to the state capitol and march for life. And I thought, gee, really? On your birthday? We could do something fun for you. And she said, you know what? That's what I really want to do. Will you come with me? And I said, of course. So we took our daughter and went with another friend, four of us up in the car, and marched. I cannot tell you how good it felt to do that. It felt so good. You could almost hear the little ones from the other side, their gratitude. And it's like, it's come down to life, liberty, and happiness. And that is what we've got to stand for. And when we do, it's a good thing. And Tim, we do it wherever we're at. And I say, God bless you, Tim, Kurt, and Sam. And
All right. Hang on, Tim and Kurt. I want you to hold on. And I want Ken to give us, and we're going to come up against a break. So you're going to have to start and then continue right after the break. But I want you to give us a breakdown of what that rally was like, the pro-life or the Stand for Life rally in Utah. You know, we reported on how it was at the nation's capital, well over 100,000 people in attendance. Mike Pence and his wife were there, Vice President and his wife. Donald Trump gave a video presentation of it, or a video speech presentation to it. A lot of good support. The radicals caused a bunch of problems. I want to get a lay of the land. What happened in Utah? How many pro-life folks were there? Was there opposition there? How did it go? Obviously, Ken talked about the feeling that was there. What a blessing it is to be part of something so valuable. But I want to get a quick breakdown from Ken right after the pause. Then we'll let him fly and back to Tim. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It may be notable that the motto attributed to the U.S. Postal Service goes, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Because with no mention of cold, today the U.S. Postal Service is canceling mail delivery in at least 10 states affected by the powerful polar vortex. Arctic air that has spilled into the Midwest, causing wind chills of as low as 50 below zero, heading also for the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic soon. One of President Trump's sons is hauling off on Democrats.
They don't want law and order. They want to tax people to death. They want to get businesses out of this country. They want to let anybody in this country. They want to bankrupt the system through free health care for all.
Eric Trump telling Fox's Hannity many Democratic candidates are going too far to the left to win the presidential nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
The Congressional Conference Panel that's charged with coming up with a way to fund government and border security and avert another shutdown meets for the first time today. The deal that ended the nation's longest government shutdown will expire on February 15th. The president tweeting this morning that if the committee is not discussing a wall or physical barrier, quote, they are just wasting their time. R&B singing legend James Ingram has died.
If she wants to pay, find 100 ways.
Funeral arrangements said to be pending for Ingram, who died yesterday from complications of brain cancer at just 66. He was a two-time Grammy winner and an Oscar nominee. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to give his State of the League address in Atlanta today in advance of the Super Bowl, likely to be peppered with questions about the no-call pass interference incident in the NFC Championship. This is USA Radio News.
Listener Ken and his wife went to the pro-life rallies in Utah over the weekend. A quick update, Ken.
Yeah, I had heard that last year there were about 300 people there, which is a good showing. This time, I don't know. It was hard to gauge the numbers, but there was way more than 300 people. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people took lots of pictures. Stan Ellsworth from An American Ride, the Harley guy, the American History guy, he was the MC and handled that so beautifully. There were so many good people, Catholics, Protestants, Mormons, U of U fans, BYU fans, all sorts of different people from all sorts of different places came together to stand up for those that don't have a voice. And it was impressive. It was so impressive. Little kids holding signs saying that even a little person is a person and has and should be protected. And I mean, just sign after sign that was just like awesome, handmade, real thoughts, real feelings, and it was just awesome. What then happened is after we marched around the Capitol, which was a pretty long walk, I was surprised that they took that effort, but people honking and supporting, driving by, and an occasional finger salute that wasn't kind, but rare, and mostly lots of support all over the place. Then we went into the Capitol building underneath the rotunda, the first floor underneath there. It's a really nice area, and there were a lot of speeches given. And what shocked me, actually, was one thing. They're great speeches, too many to elaborate on, but there was one that was sheer contrast, and that was our lifelong Democrat, Utah County Democrat Party leader, now pretending Republican, who holds the seat of Jason Chaffetz now. I don't know how that happened, but there he is, the guy that was leading the party of death and abortion, stood up and made a few comments. I believe, just so he could say next election, I spoke out in favor of against abortion and blah blah blah, or couching it even less clear terms so that he wouldn't offend his multitude of Democrat friends. I don't get it. But you know what?
I get it. The liberals put their money where their mouth is, and the conservatives don't.
Even though he spoke about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I get it, Ken. The liberals put their money where their mouth is. The liberals don't. Or the liberals put their money where their mouth is. The conservatives don't. That's really the bottom line. Let me give you an example.
So anyway, it's a great event, and there are so many good people out there. So many good people out there. We think we're alone a lot of the times. We're not. And God knows where we're at, and we all stand where we're at. We do our part. These are a radical leftist few with a huge megaphone, and there's no need to be discouraged. If we're standing with God, we're standing in the majority, and so that's all that matters.
Amen to that. You're right about that. Now, the 300 turnout or plus, you know, I'm grateful for that, but look, what's 1% of Utah?
100. It could have been well over 1,000. It was hard to gauge.
Right, but either way, though, what's 1% of Utah? 3 million people in the state, what's that, 30,000 is 1%?
Yeah.
I'd like to see more like 1% out there. 3% made the revolution happen. We'd have 90,000 if we had 3%, for instance. And so we got to take this issue seriously. Thanks, Ken.
Hey, thank you.
All right, we'll let Ken fly. Tim, do you want to respond to Ken?
You know, I agree. We have enough. We have people showing up, but like you said, we don't have enough. Too many people are caught up in life. Too many people are caught up, you know, saying there's just no help. You can't fix it, so why fight it? And that's a mentality so many people have, is we can't fix it, why fight it? Well, if you don't fight it, you're not going to be having a lot of things. And then when something that you're passionate comes up, nobody's going to stand with you. And that's where we've become. You know, liberals, they just ask people to show up, and they'll show up. You know, most of them don't work, or if they do work, they'll fight for any cause and not even know what the cause is. They'll show up, and the media will go and ask them why they're there, and they have no clue. They are just there.
Well, they just know my people are doing something, man.
Yeah, and it's sad, you know. And like he said, he was proud of his wife. My son started a PAC, IgniteTheRight.org, and did his own videos. And so, you know, we are training some people in this country, our kids and our wives, and people are getting educated, but not enough.
And there's a balance here, though, and I want to be very careful with this balance, because I think Ken's got a point. When we're on God's side, we're in the right, and there's the majority on God's side, and at the end of the day, we win. So he's right. It's not a negative position, and we shouldn't get discouraged. At the same time, it's hard for me not to want to kind of lay out the reality in an effort to encourage people to say, I do need to do something. I do need to get involved. And, Kurt, that balance is difficult, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's true that, you know, you've got to weigh all the different things that you've got to do, you know, God, family, and country. But so many times, what I see, the conservatives, the Republican kind of folks, or the, you know, folks that are concerned with their family and that kind of thing, they'll focus too much on their business and their money interests, if you will, and yet they forget the idea that if you don't have good government, all that you've gained or whatever that you've tried to put together can be gone in a heartbeat, like it is in Venezuela.
Yeah, and so anyway, it's an epic battle, and I agree with Ken. I don't want to dismiss Ken's point that we need to be positive. There are, and Kurt's right, too, that, hey, there's a lot of people doing a lot of good things. But Tim's right also, there's not enough of us.
Can I ask you this?
Sure.
You said, you know, that the majority of the people are on God's side. I don't know if that's the case anymore. If you're truly on God's side, you fight for God's causes.
Yeah, but now we got to discuss what realm of people we're talking about. Are we talking about the people on the earth just at this time? Are we talking about the history of the world? Are we talking about, you know, and so I would say this, You know, even in the Bible, God whittled down his army, and still they won and they were on the right side. So the point that Ken's making is that is still the case. And I agree with that point. The majority of people mean to do well. People mean to be good people for the most part, I think. I don't think people are inherently trying to be evil. I just think they don't realize what's at stake, and they're too distracted with too many things is really the problem.
Well, that goes into why I've lived my life the way I have and why Kurt has and why you have is, if you are enslaved to your debt, to finances, to life, then you can't fight the causes. Time is the most precious thing you own. And over one-third of your time is given to other people to fulfill their dreams. You know, you work for a corporation that somebody else started, and you're putting huge money into their pockets, and you're a part-time father, you're a part-time husband, and you don't have the time because life is involved. And the government wants you in debt. The mainstream media wants you in debt. You know, that's why they push these student loans and why the cost of college is so high. Because they want you starting your life in debt, because if you're in debt, you're so focused on getting out of debt, you're not focused on what's really important.
You got a wise point, and next segment we'll get into that. Really quick on the pro-life issue, though. New York, believe it or not, aborted over one-third of its babies in a three-year span, and they just increased, if you will, or changed the laws to promote abortion even more. And a doctor is hitting back against Andrew Cuomo, and the new abortion law labels it sick. Turns out that we're talking about New York and really the conscience of a nation. Planned Parenthood is flush with our taxpayer cash, and they're going for broke for pro-death in New York, sir.
Was that for me or Kurt? Or?
Yeah, you. They're going broke for abortion and pro-death.
Oh, yeah, they're going to put everything they can into it. They want to control the lives of babies. They want to get rid of children. You know, they're murdering babies and not giving them a chance. And they're not hiding any of their causes anymore. They're out there in the public, and they're saying, yeah, we don't care if it's a late-term abortion. We don't care if it's 2 days before it's born. It's a mother's choice. It's not the protection of life in this country anymore. And, you know, when's that age going to stop, when a mother wants to get rid of their kid when they're 8 years old because it costs too much money or they're whining too much? This is a scary trend that we are seeing in America today. And the Democrats are no longer hiding in shadows with their agenda. They're right out there, open in the public, saying, this is what we want, and we're going to do everything we can to get it.
Well, and the more they back it and make these laws kind of, quote, the norm, I'm not saying it's normal, but I'm saying they're a new normal, they're changing the norm, the more emboldened these rabid animalistic behaviors are going to come to be mainstream and forced on the rest of us.
I agree 100%. It's a sad world we live in when we won't protect the lives of the unborn, when there's so many people that would actually take that baby and give it a good life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your life. You can do so when it comes to the moral issues of the day. I always say there's nothing political about it. It's always a moral discussion, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Politics is just a way they make you not want to be part of it. But we are discussing the sacred cause of liberty. We are discussing the fundamental principles of morality. And you need to take charge of your life. We're going to talk with Tim. He's got a bunch of things in place working on that very issue, as he alluded to. We'll do it with Tim Alders in seconds. TimAlders.com.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Pro-life Tim Alders considers himself a true Republican. Tim Alders, A-A-L-D-E-R-S, timalders.com. So you're really telling people to take charge of their life, aren't you, Tim?
Yeah, they need to take charge of their life. They need to get on top of life and control the one thing that's important, time. If you have time, then you have the ability to show up at these causes. You have the ability to help fight for our country. If your time's controlled by government, by the media, by debt, then you are not in a very good place to help the world. And I find it interesting. What many people don't know is during my campaign for U.S. Senate, I had had 6 brain surgeries in the last year and a half. And God willing, I was able to get up every day and show up to the speeches I had to give and travel the state. And I lost my daughter over a year ago, and I've recognized what's important, you know, your family, your life, this country. And if we don't stand up and start getting control of our own lives, there's no way we can help get control of our country. And so I'm really fighting for people to look for alternatives and to follow their dreams. We have had our dreams shut down, and we're living other people's dreams. I'm doing seminars now that are called Design Your Own Dreams, Stop Building Other People's. And I have one coming up on the 13th out in South Jordan at the Spring Hill Suites at 7 p.m. on that Wednesday. And it's free. I don't charge anything, but I've had 25 years in real estate. I've helped millionaires become billionaires. I've done land development. I've done home building. I've done a lot of things, and I've helped a lot of people, and I'm going to go over, you know, why your dreams are important. What are your dreams? I want to talk to people and put successful people, motivated people together in a network for support groups. Because a lot of people tell you, oh, you can't do that. You can't achieve that. You know, get into debt, go to college, and get a job. And they don't understand. Most of those college professors aren't teaching business practices anymore, because most of them have never had a business. They're teaching a liberal agenda, and they're teaching your children how to get in debt, and it's scary.
All right, tell people, what's this seminar called again?
It's Design Your Own Dreams.
Design Your Own Dreams.
Yeah, you can reach out to me on Facebook. My phone number is 801-706-1484. It's a free seminar. It's for couples or single people to come. I'm going to tell you why your dreams are important, how to achieve your dreams, what obstacles you're going to come up with, and we're going to have discussions. We're going to talk. I'm going to talk about how your dreams affect liberty, how life affects liberty, how debt affects liberty. I'm going to talk about the top 3 industries that exist that the billionaires are doing to make money, and they're not all high-cost startups. You know, I'm not advocating any companies. I'm not advocating any process. But you need to get a handle on your time. Your time's important, and most people spend more time building other people's dreams, and then they go home and they spend time watching reality TV, which is watching other people live their dreams. and they're not fulfilling and living out their dreams.
Take charge of your life, ladies and gentlemen. Design your own dreams. Not only is it a free seminar Tim Alders is offering, find him on Facebook or timalders.com. But in addition to that, you got a couple of books coming out along the same lines, right?
Yeah. Well, I have one that traces liberty back to God. And it is called Origins of Liberty. It's at the publishers now. It, you know, many people look at our founding fathers and say that they were the architects of liberty, that, you know, they created the first free country that's ever existed. Well, they were students of liberty. And in order for us to understand true freedom and liberty, we have to trace it back to its roots, which was God. God created America because God had a plan for America. And God was studied by the founding fathers, no matter what anybody says. So Origins of Liberty, it's getting published now. It's going to be released here soon. I'm excited about that book. The other book is Design Your Own Dreams. I talk about dreams, life, liberty, how to achieve your dreams, you know, why you need dreams. And it's fun because it all goes together. If you're stressed about life, if you're stressed about finances, if you're stressed about your marriage, you're going to have a harder time fighting for causes that are important to God and our country. So I just want people to take charge of their lives. And I'm trying to help them and be supportive of people who want to do that.
All right. What's the new book called again? Origins of Liberty?
Origins of Liberty. And the other one is Design Your Dreams. Stop building other people's.
All right. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, Tim's moving forward. You know, there's no grass that can grow under Tim's feet. You know, he shows you how to do it. And hats off to him. And we hope to work with him the best we can to try to promote the cause of liberty and keep up the good work, Tim.
Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Sam. And you.
All right, so hold on. Origins of Liberty, and when does that come out?
I'm hoping 2 weeks. 2 weeks. It's at the publisher. You know, they're designing the cover the way I want. They're putting together a publicity tour. So I'm excited about this book. I'm excited about for people to read it, you know, and I had like all kinds of publishers, you know, as you guys do, we interview a lot of authors and we work with a lot of publishing companies who want their authors heard. So I wanted to work with a publisher who wasn't going to put such a hefty price tag on it that, you know, his authors don't get paid the majority of the money the publisher does for publicity. So I wanted to make sure the book was going to be affordable enough, and I hope this one honors their word, that people can get it, read it, and have an impact in their life.
All right, so one book is called Origins of Liberty to come out soon, timalders.com, or check it out on Facebook to keep an eye on it. The other book is called again?
Design Your Own Dreams.
Design Your Own Dreams. Ladies and gentlemen, think about that concept there for a second. In my opinion, that's what the founding fathers fought, bled, and died for. So that we could dream the American dream. So that we could be the people we want to be. So that we could get on our knees and ask God, hey, what are my talents and how would you use me to build thy kingdom on the earth? And then to get up and go to work. Design Your Own Dreams and Origins of Liberty really relate to this topic very well. So check it out. Tim, any thoughts? If you could tell America something, what would you say?
You know, get a handle on your life. Get a handle on your time. The fight for God, for freedom, for liberty is coming, and it's here on a daily basis. And if you just open your eyes, research, look what's going on, you'll find out that the fake media is dominating what people think, and the real media is being ignored because that's the intentions of the people who work for Satan, who want the world to be, want you to be slaves to debt, want you to be slaves to government. And it's scary. They'll make all kinds of promises to people that, hey, you know, we'll make sure that you get enough of these hardworking people's money that you don't have to work anymore. And it's scary. We're in a scary place in this world, and it's time to pick a side. You can no longer be a bystander for liberty. you have to step up, you have to take a side, and it's going to be painful, you know, but more people would rather spend money on cable TV than on liberty. And that's sad, you know. I look at it this way. We're no longer a brick and mortar society. We're a click and order society. Businesses, fallback jobs are going to go away, and they're going away within the next 5 years. Every top business profiler, every wealthy person knows that they've destroyed our industrial nation. They've destroyed our manufacturing. We're a service industry, and only service industries will be brick and mortar anymore. You can still go get your burger. You can still go get some of these items, but what's really important in life is your time, and things are shifting. And if you're not on top of the shift, you're going to be put into poverty and without a job, because they want to control you. The best way to control people is to make them dependent upon them.
All right, I got two good news stories to end. To your point, Kurt, private payroll smashes expectations, sir.
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. And, you know, even though the insider, the big bankers and those others are trying to take it down hard to when the American people have jobs and people go to work, good things happen.
All right, so payroll smash expectations. I agree with Tim, though. If we don't change with the times, it's going to be short-lived. But the good news is people are doing better. Even though Trump's far from perfect, people are doing better under the Donald than they did under the Barack terror years, for sure. So anyway, that's good news. Private payroll smash expectations, and it's a whole lot better than government payrolls smashing expectations. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, the final story of the hour, Tim, and I'll give you a chance to respond to this, and Kurt, too. Kurt's got the details, and then you can respond. Sheriffs in rural Washington refuse to enforce latest gun control measures. Kurt?
Yeah, the bottom line is in the state of Washington, they've got like 30-something counties, about 27 of them. The sheriff said, we're not doing that, but the big cities are the ones that passed the law. But thank goodness the sheriffs are standing up and say, we're not having that here.
Tim, what do you think of those two stories, sir, for a final wrap up of at least on a positive news note?
Well, you know, our economy is doing better than what people are talking about in the national media. And Trump, like him, hate him, you know, don't make him your idol for the way he lives his life. But he's done a lot of positive things that traditional Republicans or the two-party system didn't want. And on the sheriffs, they're finally, you know, we're seeing some step up and honor their oath, which is, you know, taken for granted by so many people anymore. I don't even know how that young lady from Cortez from New York even took an oath, because she hates the Constitution, and you have to swear an oath to the Constitution. She committed treason the day she took the oath.
Yeah, but to her, that's a mere formality. The ends justifies the means, and she's on a socialist bender, and the Democrats are all too good to hail her as their chief, aren't they?
Oh, yes. They're looking at her as the, you know, the savior of the Democratic Party. She is the new rock star. She's everything that the Democratic Party wants. You know, we'll give you your life for free, and, you know, we'll control how your life is, but we'll give it to you.
Well, here's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. There are good people across the country doing wonderful things, and the mainstream press has been derelict in their duty. They've been negligent in letting you know the good things happening in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And Liberty Roundtable Live is here to tell you about it and bring all that stuff forward and help people gather together and not feel alone, as Ken says, and get engaged and anxiously engaged in a good cause, Tim.
Well, thank you for having me, and God bless. And people, we still are good people, and we just want to help people, and that's what Sam and Kurt and I try to live our lives, helping set examples for liberty. And thank you so much for having me on today.
Amen, sir. Godspeed. We're grateful for your work, and we're grateful for your association, his seminars and books about how to take charge of your life, and the origins of liberty and more. Just fantastic stuff, ladies and gentlemen. TimAlders.com and on Facebook. That's AALDERS. TimAlders.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.